Mesechtas Arla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ilan shenekar v'nishtayar boi sheirsh. If a tree that was uprooted and there's left over one root that's still stuck in the ground and then he replants it, potter, it's still exempt from Arla as long as there's one root that's fully planted in the ground still. It's still considered planted in the ground. V'kamiyei sheirsh. How big does that root have to be considered that it was still planted and there's no new Arla obligation when it's replanted? Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Mishem Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Taisa, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, man from bar Taisa, kemachat shalmitan. The root has to be as thick as a machat shalmitan, a needle that was used for stretching. When they would finish weaving a fabric, they would sew strings on the edges and stretch it out with these strings. Then they would stretch the fabric to make it flat and smooth and stretched out. And the needle that was used to put in these strings, these stretching strings, the thickness of that needle, as long as the root is that thick, then the tree is not considered uprooted if that root is still in the ground. And when it's replanted, it's not considered a new planting that would obligate it in Arla. Mishnah, hey. Discusses Havracha, someone who does layering with the trees. This was common with grapevines. When they would take a vine or a branch from a tree and stretch it out and then bury it under the ground some distance from the trunk of the tree, and that branch underground, new roots would come out of it and it would begin to grow a new tree. A new tree would sprout up. And it was still connected with this branch still to the original mother tree. And this can be done multiple times. One can layer and plant another tree from this branch and then take a branch from the second tree, layer and make another branch. As long as they're still connected to the mother tree, it's not considered planting a new tree to make a new obligation of Arla. But once that branch is severed and the new tree is now freestanding and it's no longer connected and getting nutrients from the original tree, at that moment that it's severed, that's considered the moment of new planting, that this tree is now on its own planted, and then it would begin a Arla cycle, 3 years of forbidden fruit. So the Mishnah says as follows. Ilan Shenekar, if a tree got uprooted, Uboy Brecha, but connected to that tree, it had a layering and another tree that was planted through it. So the mother tree got uprooted, but it had a branch sticking out, going under the ground, that rooted and became a second tree. V'hu chayim mimena, and the mother tree that's now uprooted can still live and be sustained by the second tree that was layered from it. So since it became uprooted, the first one, that's now the point in time when the Arla cycle will start for the second tree. Until now, it didn't have Arla obligation because it was connected to the first tree. So now the Arla cycle starts for the second tree. And Chazar HaZakena Lias Kibrecha, the Zakena, the elder, that's the mother tree, now becomes, has the same halacha status as the Brecha, as the layer tree, meaning that it begins a 3-year Arla count from this moment that it became uprooted. Hivricha Shana Achashana, if someone layered a tree year after year, so he layers and makes another tree some distance away from a branch, and then he does it again to another tree some distance away, and again makes another branch into another tree some distance away. So now there's a chain of multiple trees that are all connected back to the original mother tree. Nipsika, if it got severed and the mother tree was separate from all the other ones, then Maina Mishasha Nipsika, you count now a 3-year Arla cycle from as soon as it got cut off, and all the rest of the trees that are connected in a chain, once there was one severed from the mother tree, then they all now begin an Arla count. The Mishnah now speaks about another case, grafting. Grafting can be used to take two branches and stick them together. They would cut two raw branch openings and then bind them together, and they would fuse, and they would be able to sap nutrients through other branches. So the Mishnah says, Sipuk Hagafanav, if someone made an extension on a grapevine, so he took other branches and extended this grapevine by grafting it together. V'sipuk al-gavi sipuk, or extensions upon extensions, multiple extensions where he grafted branches together. And that's not considered a new planting as long as it's still connected to its original original source of sustenance. And even if he layers it, and he, besides for the extensions, he also sticks it in the ground, and similar to replanting, roots it new in the ground, still it's mutter, he's permitted to eat all the fruit, there's no arla problems, as long as it's still connected to its mother plant. Rav Meir says, makim shekeicha yafa mutter. It's only still mutter if it's still getting a strong strength from the mother plant, then there's no arla obligations. But makam shekeicha ra aser. But if it's nutrients that it's getting from its mother plant is keicha ra, it's very weak strength, and it's not so much getting nurtured by the mother plant, and primarily from the place that it was grafted to, so then it's considered newly planted, and then it will be aser. It's going to have the halachas of arla. He's going to have to wait 3 years. The Mishnah ends off, v'chein breicha shenifsika v'himalaya peris. If there was a layered a branch that rooted and became a new tree, and then nifsika got cut off from the original mother tree, v'himalaya peris, and it was filled with fruit at the time that it was severed. So the fruit grew while it was still layered and still attached to the mother tree, and there was no arla obligation. But then when it cuts cut, it now is obligated in arla. So what grew already is mutter to eat. Im haisif v'masayim aser. But if it continues to grow another 1/200th size proportionally growth that it increased, then it's going to become aser. When it comes to bittul nullification by arla, you need 1/200 to nullify it. Midrabanan, even though midraisa any majority makes bittul, but midrabanan by arla they required 1/200. So if 1/200th grows over here and it no longer is able to be nullified in the mutter fruit, so then these fruit are now going to be forbidden for arla because a significant amount grew after the layered branch was severed, and the arla status took effect on the tree.